challenge for me because sometimes it'll break out of a ceiling and then fall back. But also over the weekend, there'll be important meetings in Europe as they try to sort out and figure out how to contain their debt crisis. And rather than be in the market before those meetings, I'd rather wait to see how they turn out and then based on that decide whether it's time to get back in.
Well, I got to say, you've been right so far.
I have. I've been lucky.
So why the influx? Why going up and down like a roller coaster?
A lot of it's news-driven. The news really drives the market. One day there's good news, one day there's bad news. It's been a real tug of war between what's going on in Europe. That's been a big factor. Corporate earnings, so if companies make money or not, drives the stock market. And then economic data like unemployment or GDP and so forth. Now, normally the stock market is largely affected by how profitable companies are. For example, if Apple or another company has a blowout quarter where they just sell a ton of stuff and make a lot of money, their stock goes up. So far this earnings season, 70% of the companies that have reported earnings have been above expectations. So normally that's a good sign for the market. But these big overriding issues of such as Europe and the global slowing have had a bigger effect. But the market could head up from here. That's not a prediction, but it's a hope. And we could have the infamous Santa rally, as it's often called. Frequently, November, December, and January
holidays
are among the best months for the market, so we can kind of cross our fingers.
Yeah, we're celebrating. Listen, is China affecting our growth here in the USA, their economy?
China has about a 9% growth rate right now, which sounds high because we're only at about a 3.7% growth rate. China had been growing very quickly, as we all know, and their economy has been growing, but we're their biggest customer, or one of their biggest customers, and we're not buying as much, therefore they're slowing down a little bit. Just to put it in perspective, we're at about 3.7%. And back in 2004 to 2006, we were having more like a 6 and a 7% economic growth. And then credit ratings are important. Now, France has a AAA credit rating as a government, and there's been talk that that might be downgraded. And if Europe has a new recession, that could lead to further downgrades with Italy and Ireland and Spain and Portugal, and they all could lose their sterling AAA gold-plated rating. We were downgraded, as we probably all recall, a couple of months ago by S&P. For the first time in 70 years, America lost its AAA rating, but we're still rated AAA in the eyes of a couple of other rating agencies, Moody's and Fitch. Then talk about UK being questioned, and they may get downgraded. Japan was cut from AAA over a decade ago. So if this crisis deepens, investors might not find government investing quite as sound and as safe as it always has been thought to be.
Yeah. Tell me this, is gold a good investment now?
Yeah, that's a good question. It hit a high in early September at $1,850 an ounce. You know, when you and I were younger, there was a time when it was only $35 an ounce. Although there have been decades where gold has been rather dormant, but I think with all the economic chaos, a lot of money has gone into gold. But it's dropped from $1,850 an ounce to $1,552 an ounce. But it might be at a bottoming process right now, and I think there's a chance with all the chaos going on in the world that it might resume an uptrend. We'll have to see.
Well, now, what do you think as far as the market? Where is it going?
Yeah, the market's had this strong move, as I said, for several weeks. I believe I've been consistent in saying that 1230 was my target on the S&P. It closed at 1238, which means we have broke out above the top there. But like I said, I want to wait for Monday and Tuesday to see if news comes out of Europe. If it's bad news, we might fall back into the range. So I've saved people from losing money since July 26th, but I'd sure like the market to resume an uptrend so that we could make some money. My rule number one is to not lose money, and my rule number two is to reread rule number one. But the first rule is not to lose it, especially since most of my clients are retired. If we fall down to 1195 or so, we might be back into the range and continue bouncing around for a while. But if we fall below 1100 or so, then we could start a new leg down. I think there still is a good chance that we could have another major stock pullback like we did in 2000 and in 2008, that we might have just been in a rest period and that we're in a large-term downtrend. But the stock market tells me, I don't so much try to predict, but the stock market usually tells me where it wants to go.
So taking it cautious, but maybe get back in the market now.
Let's see how the first of next week goes, and if we can keep above these levels, then we might be headed back up.
So check him out, Steve at steveossie.com, co-host of Nevada Matters and Broadview's market guru. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thanks, Jane. Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Well, this brings me to the protesters of Wall Street in New York City. I mean, this has gone international. It's gone way further than I would have ever guessed it was going to go. University of Michigan political scientist. He specializes in social movements and organizations in U.S. politics.
Best college in the world, by the way.
That's what they say. It's amazing that it's lasted this long. No president before. I mean, this is setting precedent right now. On Monday, three Americans freed after being held in Iran lent their support to the movement. They were applauding its participants, idealisms, and activism while making a point to protest what they call the harsh treatment of the state prisoners in California.
These are the guys.
What about Iran?
Yeah, what about these guys came out of an Iranian prison?
Some people just will protest. They just can't wait, huh? Just the way it is.
Drives me crazy. Well, of course, it's still lasting because the unions and the Communist Party and all the ne'er-do-wells in the country are behind it now.
Well, it's drawn some criticism from some politicians. They've characterized it as counterproductive, jumbled, and misguided.
And the residents who live around Zuccotti Park in New York are upset because they're pooping all over the place and they can't use the park anymore. And
well, I think that is disgusting.
It is disgusting.
But what are you going to do if you're out in the woods? You know, take
go
shifts,
home.
I guess. Go home. Whew, widespread frustration regarding the current economic and political situation, but they are using this for other reasons too. I mean, people are just joining in just to be joining in.
Yeah, but it's strictly a left-wing Democrat thing. It's not an apolitical people uprising thing. When they decided to go to rich people's houses and protest at their houses in New York,
they walked
right by George Soros's apartment, who supports Obama, and protested in front of the head of Huck, that old guy that owns Fox News.
Now, do you think they're organized enough
to be
doing
that? Well, he's not a banker.
That?
George Soros is a hedge fund manager. He's the guy you're supposed to be angry at. You walked right by his house and protested in front of the guy who owns Fox News.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're not that organized. They really don't have everything together.
They know who they want to protest against. It's the conservatives in the country. It's the people who want to have free enterprise. That's what they're against.
Because no more stimulus money. No more unemployment coming out. No more. Boy, we're in a fine state.
I read the story of some woman.
Hey, maybe they're living there. Maybe it's better than where they're living.
Well, there's a woman that has come all the way to Zuccotti Park from Florida. She's a mother of a. She's the wife of a banker and has four or five kids. And she left her family and is now sleeping in a tent with some 30-year-old waiter that she met when she got
wow,
there.
Wow, now that's a reason. In my book, that's a reason.
Now, is she there for idealism or is she there for the 30-year-old waiter in the tent?
Both. When she's done with the 30-year-old waiter, at least she has a place to stay. Whoa, this world is getting crazy, and so are you, JP. We'll be back. I've got some Nevada hot topics going on, and we'll talk about the GOP debate down in Las Vegas when we come back on Broadview.
...1270 The Buzz.
Hi, Nick Garcia here from Reno Media Group. Have you ever felt like you're the smartest business in your industry and you can't understand why more people aren't buying what you have to offer? Look, we're in an environment today where you need answers as a business. You need real results and we can help big time. You want to be the first business that consumers think of when they need a product or service, and I can show you how to do that. We'll teach you how to master three key marketing tactics and how to crush any competitor. Take the step today to dominate your industry. Call now, 343-5500. That's 343-5500. Look, if you don't find ways to increase your profits, your competitors are going to. Whether you're a one-man business or a multi-million-dollar company that needs an edge, be the one of the few that takes action, and we'll add your name to our list of clients that absolutely dominate in their industry using our proven formula. Call now, 343-5500. That's 343-5500. I'm looking forward to taking your business to the next level.
We're looking at October being our best month ever. I'll be giving you back more money than ever, up to 10 grand and more on Ram trucks, Ram diesels, Dodge cars. It's no wonder we've become one of the top Ram dealers in all of Nevada.
Don, where are you?
Up here. It's lonely at the top.
All this month, we've got phenomenal savings on just about everything. Like new 2012 Ram Quad Cab 4x4s. Only 27,000. Even save more than 8 grand off dealer retail. How about this special? The all-new redesigned 2012 Ram Express Hemi V8. Only 29,000. Even save almost 8 grand off dealer retail. And this baby's loaded with dual exhaust, fog lights, sports package, and 20-inch wheels. Save 5 grand off MSRP on all remaining new 2011 Dodge Chargers in stock. Save 6 grand on a new 2011 Dodge Durango. Now with 4-wheel drive.
Nobody beats a Reno Dodge deal. Nobody.
All financing OAC. Taxes, dock fees not included. Prices after all rebates and factory incentives. Sample stock numbers 212-008, 212-145, 211-445, 211-586. Vehicles subject to prior sale.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back, and thank you for joining JP and myself for this. I am Jay Davis, and we did have some Nevada news, although I had a hard time finding anything too interesting.
Well, there was the debate.
Well, that's last. That's there last. Was the debate, and it wasn't really that interesting.
They never are they?
Oh, man. They're just going downhill. Going downhill. They're getting like a bunch of kids in high school. My mama said, your mama didn't say that. I'll slap you. You know. But here was something interesting. In Gardnerville, a Nevada man faces misdemeanor charges after authorities say he carried his mother out of a church when she arrived to stop his wedding. So, have you ever heard of anybody saying, does anybody here object? And a mother stands, yes, I